Well, it was a year ago when Marty Kohlglaser, the principal at Fairview, first called us, and now she's back a year later.
Howdy, Marty. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Good morning.
Well, thank you
to both of you.
Thank you for joining us. Sorry about all this heat here in October. It's hot. It's hot. But we're going to get...
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Keeps everybody loose. It's easier to get going in the morning. You don't have to scrape your car, do all that fun stuff.
Marty was a rookie a year ago when she
was
first
a rookie.
Talked to you.
It's been 1 year. What have you learned in your 1 year here at Fairview?
Well, I've learned that Fairview is a really awesome community, and I have learned that the people of Bloomington have just been super supportive of us and of what we're trying to do here, and just all over the community, from the arts community to the Rotarians to everyone who reaches out. We have so many volunteers here who come in to help our students, and so that's overwhelming. It's so wonderful and so good for our kids. I had someone walk in yesterday and said, you know, I think you have more volunteers on a daily basis at Fairview than you do teachers. And I started looking at it, paused for a second, and I really think we do. And so I would like to say a personal thank you this morning to all of the community of Bloomington for what they do for us at every level. So it's a pretty awesome community, and I'm really glad I'm here.
Marty, let's get serious for a second, because one of the things that comes out about Fairview is performing arts. And, you know, you're working with some kids that don't perform as well on the standardized test as other students do. How is performing arts helping your school become a better school?
Well, thank you for asking that question, because that is an important piece of what has been added to Fairview. Last year was the first year for the performing arts piece, and so we have this is once again community people, not our classroom teachers, who are offering these classes to our students. So we have African drumming and guitar, and the Jacobs School, through their grant, continues to do the violin program. Our regular 2D art class, we also offer ceramics, keyboarding, a drama class, and show choir. So we're really excited about all those things. And what we believe and what we are looking to prove statistically with data is that these things actually are making a difference. And how they can make a difference is through engagement of the students, wanting to come to school, wanting to participate, wanting to be here. And we do know the ISTEP scores are out. So the letter grades, I believe, are supposed to come out later this week. But we showed a huge growth over the scores from the year before. So we're very excited about that, and hoping that that will show up in our letter grade as well. And so we feel like, and we're seeing with the data, with the scores, that it actually, something is happening that's very positive.
Marty, I want to tell a story, and it's about you.
Yeah.
I was there when you had a community open house, and you were showing them the various things, and the people could go from room to room and see the African drums, or they could see the keyboarding. And I mean, the kids were so proud of what they were doing. But I was in the room for a few moments where the African drumming was going on, and they invited the audience to get up and dance. You immediately kicked off your shoes, and you were out there in the middle of the floor doing the neatest dancing, and the kids quit drumming, and they came out and danced with you.
Marty, is this a true story?
Well, it might be.
Lead from the front. Lead from the front.
I enjoy what I do every day, and so participating with the children, I think, is really important, and for them to also see that adults love what they're doing, care about them, love them. That's just what I do without thinking about it. So sometimes I do tend to make a fool out of myself a little bit.
Hey, Marty, another thing that happened, and by the way, we're talking with Marty Kohlglaser, who is the principal at Fairview Elementary School. Lotus was here last week, and you had a special treat.
We did. We have one of the groups from Venezuela that was a drumming and singing and dancing group that actually performed for our students. And it was really fabulous, and it really showed how the performing arts has become a part of our lives. But this particular group actually had our entire, by the end of the performance, which I had to finally cut off at about an hour and a half because everyone was having so much fun, but we had the entire student body and faculty of Fairview in a large circle in the gymnasium dancing with the performers, also with a group of about 20 dance students from IU who came to help and participate, and it was just, it was amazing, and I'm not going to lie, I had tears in my eyes a couple of times because it was just, it was so heartwarming to see this group of students alive and participating and actively engaged in something. And we're really grateful to the Lotus Festival folks who thought it was important to have a group here at Fairview. So once again, another community group coming in and helping and being a part of this community.
Marty,
so
speaking
really
about
thankful.
Community groups, I'm a Rotarian. I'll put that right out there. I'm a past president. And Rotary has cooperated with Fairview to do something. And talk about that project, because it's a is shelter the right word?
It is. It's a shade structure is what it is. And this is came about through a grant from the Rotary. And It was determined that for the health of our students, and the need for shade, water, when they're outdoors. Obviously, you mentioned earlier about the heat and the lack of rain lately. And, you know, there's not a lot of shade on the playground at Fairview. Actually, only the building at certain times of day gives a little bit of shade. And so it's really determined that we needed this shade structure. And we worked with the folks at the Rotary, and they helped with this grant, and I think it was a 50-50 grant even through the National Rotarians, but it was awesome. And the structure is huge. The children are excited about it. They are playing under it. We also started a recess. I sent teachers to recess training last year, and it's been highly effective in cutting down our misbehaviors on the playground. And we really even feel like the shade structure as a place to rest and get out of the hot sun has also really beneficial to the students physically. And so we're really want to say a big shout out to the Bloomington Rotary Club for helping us with this structure this year.
Marty, before we let you go, you came here, I believe, from California?
I did.
And you didn't really need to come here and stay in education, but you did, and you went to Fairview, and it was a school that really needed help and people like you that commit to kids and getting things done. What keeps you going every day? Why do you do it?
Well, I think one is just simply my true love of what I do, but the faculty and staff and my assistant principal is just awesome. And I think what keeps me going every day are the children, number one, and to see their eyes light up and as they learn and grow, and then the wonderful staff and faculty and people that I work with. And even at the higher level, administrative level, it's just such a great place to work, and people who are there for you and supportive. It's a great environment, and I'm really happy to be here.
Keep those kids involved, and they'll keep rolling along. And Marty, we appreciate your time as always, and thanks for sharing your stories with us about Fairview.
All right. Thank you so much.
Marty Colglazier, she's the principal at Fairview. Year number one in the books, year number two rolling along, and it sounds like she's making a difference.
We get those I-step grades are up for Fairview?
Yeah, the I-step, schmi-step.
I know.
Listen, did you hear her talk anything about doing anything with I-step? No, everything else.
Everything is about what the kids accomplish.
Well, and if that translates into great I-step numbers, isn't that what it should be about?
That's right.
It's not about doing anything else with that. So great community support, and hopefully Fairview, again, under Marty's leadership, can keep it rolling in the proper direction there.